Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another edition of the Tavares Taylor Show. That's right, it's radio with a purpose, music with a message, and today is Sunday, July the 26th, 2009. I've got my co-host on the line, Miss Deanna Coles, Miss Marissa Hanley. What's going on, ladies?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. How y'all been?
Pretty good.
That's what's up. Marissa, I'm sorry. This week, Black in America, did you check it out?
I did, and after watching it, I realized I'm not doing enough in the community that like I need to. Steve Perry kind of put me to shame.
Hey, well, you know, everybody can't have their own school, you know.
Exactly. But I am so happy that there is someone out there who's trying to make our community a better community. So I have to say, they really hit everything that needs to be hit this time.
That's what's up, yo. That's what's up. Well, you know, I'm still waiting for White in America and Korean in America and all of the rest of the In America series.
They're going to do Latino in America.
Yeah, I saw that. And I think they had something for Islam, something about Islam as well. So it is what it is. Well, thank you, folks, for tuning in to the Tavares Taylor Show. Tonight's special guest is the poetry of Miss Ice Cream. That's right, the poetry of Miss Ice Cream. You are in for a treat. And you know how we always do, give God the praise, because without him we would be nothing. So we kick things off by giving him the glory. And we're going to do it tonight, just like we always do. We're going to kick things off this week with Mary Mary and Get Up. You are listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family.
Don't you know what you made of? One night.
believe that it's possible. You gotta have faith in me. You gotta dream and believe.
President Barack Obama. In the story of America, the greatest chapters are moments of challenge, when we see people serving their country and one another. Volunteers who step forward into hospital corridors and church basements, along levees and fire lines. And the next chapter is yours to help write. Sign up to volunteer at usaservice.org. That's usaservice.org. Let's renew America together.
A message from Renew America Together, brought to you by the Ad Council.
Thank you, Mr. President. I appreciate it. Folks who are listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message, that's right, it's the Tavares Taylor Show. Just heard from my man, Mr. Sean Simmons, with My Life. Before that, we had Mr. Brandon Kampfer and One Way with It's Possible, Gotta Have Faith. That joint was by request from my man, Sean, down in Charlotte. So big ups to you for listening. Appreciate that. And we kick things off with Mary Mary with Get Up. Matter of fact, Brandon Kampfer will be on the show September the 6th, so be sure to check it out. And I'm joined by my lovely co-hosts, Marissa and Deanna. Ladies.
Yes.
I ain't Darian Brockington, so you ain't got to throw your sexy voices at me. So, you know, that's how y'all do. You know, you get some male guests on here. Yes, hello. No.
Anyway, well, folks, I'm like that every day. It doesn't matter. I'm like that every day.
Right.
Y'all crazy. Well, this is the portion of the show where we call Soul in the City. Well, we have events all across the country, and we try to name a few so that we can get, you know, get out there and get out in the public and, you know, see what's going on in the city. So, Ms. Coles, what's going on where you are?
Okay. The first Soul in the City event that we have is the Black Women's Art Festival that's going on Thursday, July the 30th through Sunday, August the 2nd in Philly. The Black Women's Arts Festival is a nonprofit which produces a once-yearly four-day festival showcasing music and live performances, different workshops and vendors, and dance and theater events. Also, it's committed to being a platform that values Black women in their work. If the listeners are interested, they can go to www.bwafphilly.org. The second event is Macy's Cincinnati Music Jazz Festival, and that's going on Friday, July 31st through Saturday, August the 1st in the Natty, as we say here. It's one of the longest-running R&B festivals around. It's featured performers are Anita Baker, John Legend, Fantasia, Eric Benet, Charlie Wilson, Joe, and Robin Thicke. Also, the OJs and Jasmine Sullivan. So, for more information, the listeners can go to www.macysmusicfestival.com. And the last event is the National Black Theater Festival. That's going on Monday, August the 3rd through Saturday, August the 8th in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Festival highlights will include the opening night gala, Reader's Theater of New York, of New Works, plays, the Youth Celebrity Project, and many workshops and seminars. Also, if the listeners want to go to that event or want more information on that event, they can go to www.nbtf.org. So that is going on around the globe.
That's what's up. Thank you so much. Also, to add, folks in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area, be sure to come out and support ABC Fitness Center's grand opening. That's Saturday, August the 8th. So go ahead on, get your fitness on. They've got a nice little program where they have a pound challenge. Teams of four will challenge other teams of four to lose some pounds and get some money. I think the first place prize is about $5,000, so you might want to definitely check that out. If you're not interested in that, they've got plenty of other things for the family. Like I said, Saturday, August the 8th, they got vendors, moon bounces, face painting for the kids, discounted memberships, and more. For more information, check out abcfitnesscenter.com. That website, again, abcfitnesscenter.com. Or hit them up on their email at general@abcfitnesscenter.com. Or you can just hit us up at the Tavares Taylor Show, info@tavarestaylor.com, with your events or questions about any event that we had in this segment, and we will get you that information. So today's show is about poetry and spoken word, and, you know, I wrote a little something myself, you know, wrote a little something. You ready? It's called Cannons to the Left of Them. Cannons.
Stop it, I say. You are not Jeffrey.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, that was one of my favorite episodes of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Actually, I didn't write anything, but we have the poetry of Miss Ice Cream. Miss Ice Cream, you on the line, lady?
I am here.
What's going on? Thank you so much for coming.
I'm really humbled. I mean, really, I can't tell you how humbled I am. I really am, and it is an honor to be with Tavaris Taylor.
Oh, wow.
I'm just a nobody trying to be somebody.
You need me to introduce you. Now, there you go. See, I already told you. I'm just trying to grow up and be like Tab. That's all. Just want to be like Tab when I grow up.
Nope, I'm just a nobody trying to tell everybody about somebody. You know, that's all I'm trying to do.
Lord, help us. Help us. Help us.
Well, I'm going to tell you. Yo.
I already told thee, because I wanted to make sure you had fair warning, okay?
Uh-huh.
It's been a very interesting week at work. I had some things going on at work and, you know, other stuff that you know, crazy, just kind of crazy. So I told her, I said, okay, he didn't tell me what kind of questions he had for me or anything. So make sure that he is the one that's on alert, because I don't have to be alert, because I'm just going to be real. I'm going to be me.
And that's what we want.
Okay, so if he asks me a question and he already thinks he knows the answer, just explain to him. If it had been 2 weeks ago, he may have been able to determine what kind of answer I was going to give. But considering it's the Sunday right now, I went to the altar today. Let me clarify
all
that
right
also.
Now. All right now.
So I've gotten all that other stuff taken care of.
Bless you.
So, you know, if need be, I have some candles in my bathroom. And after the show, I'll go back to the altar. It won't be a problem. But I just need to make sure that you know already, okay?
No, we good. This is internet radio, and you're going to say what you're going to say, and whole world going to hear you. So, you know, it's all good. It's all to the good.
No pressure, good. Right? No pressure.
None at all.
Okay,
matter of fact, we're going to start off by telling the folks, who is Miss Ice Cream? I just love that name. Yo. I love it.
You like the name.
Who is Ice Cream?
Let me tell you, Ice Cream is, of course, not my birth-given name. Ice Cream was a name that... I went to a prophetic gathering. I have a gift of prophecy. I do not walk in a prophetic calling, though. But I attended a prophetic gathering about 2 years ago, actually September 4th of 2007. And in this gathering, the gentleman that was there, he had sent out emails to everyone who was going to be attending. And all he wanted from them was their name, their address, their phone number, and the area of business that their career was in. And I didn't get to get it in, you know, for whatever reason, he didn't get mine. Well, right at the very end, he was walking by me, and he stopped. And he turns and he looks at me. He's got this big, you know, I mean, just a glowy, like, grin on his face. And he goes, "What is your name?" And I said, "Carolyn." So, okay, there's name number one. That's my first name. My name is Carolyn.
Right.
And he says, "Do you have an ice cream truck?" You know. So everybody sitting in the room is cracking up. You know. Of course, me too. Because I'm like, no.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And he says, "Well," he said, "God calls you Ice Cream." And I looked at him and I was like, "Okay." I said, "Well, bless God." And he said, "No, He calls you Ice Cream because of what you have to give." And it right at that point, it was starting to make sense to me, because I've always been a lover of people. I mean, growing up, my mom had to, I got in trouble a lot of times for being too friendly.
Right.
And, you know, as the times go by, parents started to be a lot more, leery about who they let their kids go with. But I was never one who was insecure about walking up to strangers, talking to strangers or anything like that. So it started to make, you know, started to make sense. Long story short, I'm not like everybody else. So quite naturally, when I walked out of this meeting, you know, I had this big light was on me, like, wow, God called me ice cream. So I couldn't spell it like everybody else.
Right, right.
You know, because that just would have been, that would have been too plain. So I made it a little different. So that's where you get the ice cream from, because it was actually a gift that was given to me by God.
True.
And that's why I use the name ice cream, because my poetry, I consider my poetry as being a gift that he's given me also. That I've been writing for many, many years, but I only recently, within the last 2 years, started actually putting it down on paper. So,
okay. And, folks, this is powerful as this story is, so is her writing, and we're definitely going to get into it after the break here on the Tavares Taylor Show. Radio with a purpose, music with a message. Here is my man, Dwele.
Dwele!
Thank you. You know that the ice cream scoop can make a child smile, and that by slowing us down, the traffic light can keep us going. You know that the lawnmower makes life easier, that the blood bank makes life possible. But did you know all these ideas came from the minds of African Americans? Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit uncf.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to Radio with a Purpose and Music with a Message. That's right. It's the Tavares Taylor Show. Just heard from Letticy. That's right. Some new Letticy called Going Through Changes. And before that, we had my man Dwelle with Hold On. And, ice cream, I threw that last PSA in for you. You know, it was talking about ice cream and ice cream scoops.
That was good. You're good. You're real good.
Well, you know, hey. I try to do what I try to do. Try to do what I gotta do.
That's
hey,
why.
Ladies, Marissa.
Yes, I'm
now,
here.
Now, we all know that you do a whole lot of poetry. I ain't gonna say a little poetry, but, you know, you do a whole lot of poetry. So, I'm going to let you go first. And
I
then we're going to come up with Miss Ice Cream. And Deanna Coles, did you write anything?
I did not.
Well, you know, I spit earlier with, you know, what
we're
Shannon.
We're still working on her tab. We're still working on her. You know, I don't know if you've heard that she's one of my projects.
I didn't know that.
You haven't heard that? Well, see,
no.
She's got this stage fright thing on internet radio. How the heck do you get stage fright?
Because, right, Ma.
On internet radio. This is not. Okay, see, I'm not going to go there. But anyway.
I mean, just because we have over like 9,000 listeners,
they can't see
that,
you. Look
yeah,
in the mirror
true,
and talk to yourself.
Well, I don't know. Go to my Facebook page, y'all. Go to my Facebook page, and you can see Deanna Coles, you can see Marissa Hanley, and you can see Ice Cream. So I'm just trying to throw some pressure out there so you know.
See, don't do that because I'm having a hard enough time working on her. But I told her my birthday is coming up in September, and I'm celebrating the whole month. Okay.
Okay.
So
okay.
She has promised me that she is going to submit to me, and I say submit to me because it's supposed to be specifically for me. She's going to actually do poetry, verbalized poetry.
Yes, I did say that. Mm. I did.
Well, I mean, folks, we joke a lot and stuff, but Deco, she does do a lot of poetry as well. So
yes, she does.
We're just surrounded by a lot of gifted folks, and even though we joke, she's the bomb for real. But we're gonna break her out of her shell, and she's gonna read something for this show and for your show too, Ice.
There you go.
That's right.
All right, I'm good with that.
Well, we're going to kick things off this time with, go ahead, Ms. Hanley. Let's see what you got.
All right. I'm going to see what I can come up with. No, I have it written down, so don't worry.
Oh, okay.
This is not freestyle. This is something I wrote a long time ago. It is called My Rap, and it goes a little something like this. Do not let the smooth taste and the cute face fool you. I have to start over. Going a little fast.
Go ahead, girl. Do your thing.
All right. Let
Take
me get
your
into
time.
My
Take your time.
Bless the Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah. All right. Do not let the smooth taste and the cute face fool you. Once I'm crossed, my wrath pushes its way through. The innocence erupts into a raging fire. My eyes become full of truth, and my heart starts to call its desire. Do not let the smallness distract you from the truth. I don't fall easily from half-spoken promises like some women do. How can you promise me the world when you don't even own it? My love doesn't exist here anymore, and you don't even know it. You were so caught up in your own foolish pride. As you watch me slip away, you're asking yourself why. You start to ask, what did I do to make you want to leave? I start to laugh because all I can say is, boy, please. Yes, I said boy because he was never a man. He never appreciated my love and blinded by his vicious lies, so he could never understand. Now I know how to decipher your kind. I won't make this mistake again and go into something blind. I will keep both eyes open and a protective heart. It will take a man from God to break my wall apart. Do not let my innocence and cute smile make you into a fool. I am not that average chick that everyone can use. I am that fearless chick that everyone is talking about. So haters beware and players watch out. I suggest you move when I am crossing your path. Disrespect me and you will feel my wrath. That's it. I'm done.
I'm scared.
Oh, I like that. I like it. Okay,
wow.
Yeah. Okay, here is the disclaimer.
Okay.
The
okay.
views and expressions and beliefs of poetry readers on this show may not necessarily be the views and beliefs or expressions of the hosts or founders of the Tavares Taylor Show.
I like that.
Is that
I like
okay?
That. I like
that.
That
sounds good.
Okay.
Well. See, all right. Well, I'm speechless right now. So, Ice Cream, you go ahead and You next.
I'm next. Okay, well, I have to ask Dee. I don't. Dee had two specific pieces that she wanted.
Do both of them.
There you go. He said, give me double scoop. I don't want single.
Yeah.
Okay. Which one do you want to do first, Dee? Good Enough Man or Just Me?
Strawberry and Vanilla.
You know what? You know what? He's silly. You know what? You should just start off by Just Me. Start off doing Just Me and then
okay.
Get Enough Man. Yeah.
Okay. And again, the views and expressions of the poetry readers in this hour of Tavares Taylor may not necessarily be the views and expressions of the founders or hosts of the Tavares Taylor Show.
There you go.
This is called Just Me. I'm just me, so don't ask me to change. This is who God called me and not by any other name. Too many won't understand the reason that this is true, because they spend too much time trying to change you. But I am me and can't be anyone else. I love me because God said that is what is best. I have to learn that before I can expect it of another, not even my father, uncle, mother, sister, or brother. I am in a place now where I will only accept truth and not things that don't matter nor have any use. I have goals that are a part of the will of God that I will achieve and then will receive his nod. I don't look for acceptance from any woman nor any man. I do what God says that I must do and can. So understand that I am just me, so don't ask me to change, because I must be this way for my man to hold my hand, the one that has been fashioned by God just for me. The one who loves my quirks and with me will always be. I am just me, so don't ask me to change, because I am who God says I am and not what's said by man.
All right, now.
Can you hear my snap? Can you hear it?
Snappy, I hear your snap, girl. I hear your snaps. She is so crazy, but I love her life. Yes, I do. Now, we're going to do Good Enough Man. And I'm not going to do the disclaimer again, because on this one, it really doesn't matter if there's a problem or not, because, you know, you either accept it or you don't, you like it or you don't, and I'm just
me. Exactly.
It is what it is. I am who I am.
That's right.
And this one is called Good Enough Man.
Ice Cream, I'm going to say, could you share the story behind Good Enough Man?
Good Enough Man. It was actually written in about a 3 to 5 minute time span at work. I was sitting at work one day, and I work in the accounting department for the construction management office of our school district.
Okay.
And these guys were at the receptionist desk, and they were talking about, you know, some women that they had come across the night before at a club on 6th Street, the infamous 6th Street. Well, I thought I had heard what they called them, but, you know, I was like, okay, I know I didn't hear what I thought I heard. Well, he said it again. He was calling women chicks, C-H-I-C-K-S. And I was like, okay, I know that's not really what I heard. So I got up from my desk and walked around. You know, I was like, what are y'all talking about? And he goes, well, you know, we ran into some chicks last night at the club. And I was like, seriously, you're talking about women that you were talking to at the club? Well, yeah, isn't that what they call them? I'm like, no, that's not what you call women. That's just, to me, that's really way disrespectful. Well, I mean, they're nobody important. You know, there were just some chicks that we saw. I say, see there, that's the problem right there. That's why men cannot get with the good ones, because they don't even know how to approach them. Oh, well, are you saying that most men are not good enough for you? I say, well, yeah, you know, to be totally honest with you, I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but, yeah, in a lot of cases, they just don't know how to approach me. And I'm not trying to be funny, and I'm not trying to be arrogant or anything like that. I'm just very confident in myself, and I know that I have goals, I have aspirations and things like that. And if I can just be honest, there are a lot of men who are threatened by that. Somebody who is paying their own mortgage, has their own cars, taking care of their children. One of their children has already graduated from college, and she's
right.
Done all of that through the grace of God, and not through the help of a physical man.
Right.
They can't get with that, you know.
That's true.
So anyway, I went back to my desk and I said, he asked me, he goes, well, what kind of man, you know, what kind of man are you looking for? I said, well, first of all, I'm not looking, but there is one that's coming to me. And he you know, he made some kind of off the wall comment. I said, you know what, give me 5 minutes. And I went to my desk and out of that was burst Good Enough Man. Here thus is Good Enough Man. Are you ready, Cav?
I'm ready.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay. Cav feel like, oh, I'm outnumbered. No, sweetheart, you
no,
are
you
not
know what?
Outnumbered.
You know what? Seriously, fellas, if you really having problems meeting a woman, you need to tune into the Tavares Taylor Show right now. As a matter of fact, you need to call another friend and another friend and another friend and tell them to tune in because you're missing on a whole lot of tips right now. But anyway, Good Enough Man. Go ahead.
So now you've asked this question, what is a good enough man to me? Well, let me break it down so you will know what kind he would be. A good enough man knows I need it and I also deserve respect. I don't have to tell him because he already knows what's best. A good enough man takes up my time, and that too is really good. He gives me what I need without me asking, and he already knows my favorite food. A good enough man does not have to be called or text because he knows me well enough to know what it is I request. A good enough man expects me beside him and not far behind. He surely knows that with him, I would spend every minute of my time. A good enough man walks with God exactly the way that I do. And I really don't think right now my good enough man is you.
Can I have that? I would need that. Anytime somebody says stupid, I can just blat that, you know, just say that right there and now just hang up.
And you know, but it's, and I, you know, my friends tell me all the time, they say, you know what, you write journal poetry because stuff happens to you, you go sit down and you whip something up real quick in response to whatever somebody said. And I say, you know, that really is the way I write because a lot of people, They're all talk. And all they want to do is talk about this and talk about that and what they're going to do and how they're going to do this. But there's no action behind it. And the truth of the matter is that in a true faith walk, you're not just talking, but you're walking it.
Right.
And for me, that's been, you know, that's been the thing. I had shared some stuff with some people about how I made a decision to go ahead and write my book. And it had a lot to do. Now, I understand I've been a licensed minister since February of 2004. But in the midst of that time frame from 2004 up to now, I have done some stuff that I'm not, you know, I'm extremely embarrassed about, ashamed of. But the thing about it is that I had enough good sense to know where I could go, you know, in order to get myself back in right standing. And that right there is what happens to a lot of people, you know, a lot of people, and I'm going to say women especially, because it just seems to me that when women make mistakes, there's a double standard, you know, and I can say this because, see, I grew up with five brothers in my family, and some of the things that they did growing up, my mama should have cut them off for life.
Right.
I mean, really, they should have been cut off. But she found it in her heart to forgive them, whereas I did some things, you know, and there was a side of mama that came out that I never even knew existed, you know? Mm. And I think that is just a part of the makeup of a woman because we do carry more sensitivities. And, you know, it's harder for us to forgive ourselves. And I went through that. I had a period in my life. I'm putting it out there because it might help somebody. I moved a man in with me. Now, this is your minister that you get up and you see in the pulpit, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
I moved a man in with me. He was living with me. He was not my husband. And I hit rock bottom. And when I say I hit rock bottom, I'm talking about in my spirit, It scarred my relationship with my oldest son. It did a lot. It did a whole lot of damage. And it took me really understanding that I needed to get that straight before I could get to where I am now.
Right.
But when I finally realized that, and I said, okay, God, look, I'm done playing. I don't want to play anymore. I'm tired of playing, and I know what it is. I know you've given me the gift of words. I know you've given me the gift of encouragement, and I want to take that and run with it and do with it what you want me to do with it and not what I choose.
Right.
I want to be your vessel. Let me do that. And, you know, I mean, what can I say from there? And I have to say poetryvote.com found me because I wasn't looking. I wasn't searching the web that day.
Hold on. Say that website one more time.
Poetryvote.com. That's the website that I actually joined. It was December 24th of 2008, to be exact. And I had been writing my poetry and wanted to publish it, but I didn't know where to start. And I joined the poetryvote.com website. And it seemed like within a matter of months, just from hitting links from that site, I was able to find a publisher, you know, who was willing to publish my book for me. And there are a lot of them out there. You know, there are a whole lot of publishers out there that will publish poetry. And it takes enough good sense to know how to go about it when you're just starting out. And so, you know, it's been a long road. You know, it really has been a long road. But, again, I give glory to God, you know, from poetryvote.com. I've got a book being published.
That's right. Talk about the book.
Yes, I do have a book being published. It is called Ice Cream in Many Flavors. And it chronicles a lot of my hurt, my restoration, my refreshing, my revival, my joy, my peace. It goes from one extreme all the way to the other one. There are some tributes in there to mothers and to fathers at the end. And prayerfully, it should be completed and on shelves by mid to late September or early October. So I'm really, really looking forward to that. That is my first.
Okay.
And what can I say? I'm really excited about that because I know that was a promise that God spoke to me many years ago, and I completely ignored and argued with him about.
Right.
And you know how we do that sometimes. And,
mm-hmm.
and I was very adamant about arguing with him, and I couldn't believe that he would want to put me out there like that. But I know now that everything that I've gone through over the last few years was to be a part of the testimony that my book talks about. And it doesn't talk about it in your usual way. It does it in poetry because I thought what I was in love with a man with whom I was really in lust with.
Mm.
And I'll tell anybody that's listening that lust, oh my gosh, it will
that
do some things to you.
Yes, it will.
It will, that flesh is really, you know, that's the root of it is the flesh. And it will have you in places where you know you have no business being,
yep.
You know, so I will definitely be keeping it posted. I am on Facebook,
Facebook. Give me a Facebook,
yep.
Twitter pages, poetry.
No, I'm not on Twitter. I refuse to be on Twitter because I work in accounting, and I know that I will be tempted to be tweeting while I'm supposed to be computing, and I have
ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it at all.
Well, maybe not where you work, but where I work, they would have a serious problem with it. I am on Facebook, though, and I have Ms. D. Coles to thank for locking me up to Facebook. People have been trying to get me to do Facebook, and I was like, man, I don't have time for that. Now, Pat,
and what's your Facebook?
I never get off of it.
What's your Facebook?
It's Ice Cream, M-I-M-F. It's facebook.com/icecream. That's EYCECREMEIMF for In Many Flavors.
Good stuff, good stuff.
Yes.
Well, folks, I have been speechless for the last couple minutes here. And Yeah, because y'all boys are both of, you know, both of it is just, wow, wow, wow. Fellas, like I said, if you want to learn how to step your game up and get a man, definitely tune into the Tavares Taylor Show, and you'll definitely get some pointers. Be sure to check out Ice Cream, that's spelled EYCECREME. Be sure to check her out at poetryvote.com/icecream. Also, hit her up on her Facebook page as well. And be sure to check out the book, Ice Cream and Many Flavors, coming out on shelves at your local bookstore. And I'm pretty sure they can probably get it online. If not, we'll put it here on the Tavares Taylor website. We can get it here as well.
I like
that. You can support. It's been a pleasure, Miss Ice Cream. Thank you so much for stopping by. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, Tav.
No problem, no problem. Anytime, and I'm sure you will be a guest on the show in future shows because you said some very key things. You were talking about lust. You were talking about being in a relationship with, you know, giving it all for a relationship. And, I mean, it's just a whole bunch of stuff. I'm sitting down here and I was writing, and I really don't want to put it back out there again.
You
would definitely, definitely.
If for some reason somebody is not, I mean, because, see, we have these conversations every Thursday night, and they are public conversations.
Your website, I mean, your radio.
Blog Talk, it's on blogtalkradio.com/poetryvoteradio. 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern. And honestly speaking, you never know what flavor you will be served in the DWOC ice cream parlor. So you just really have to show up because it really just depends. I mean, we've talked about relationship. We've talked about virtuous women. We've even interviewed Dr. Jewel Tankard, Ben Tankard's wife, the gospel instrumentalist.
Yep.
We've even had her on the show and interviewed her. So you never know what I'm dipping that night. You just you know, you just have to show up.
You better than that other ice cream, 31 flavors. You got more than that.
I love it.
So, and what's that? It's blogtalkradio.com/poetryvote, right?
Poetry Vote Radio.
Okay. Yes, right. Y'all already on Blog Talk Radio, so go ahead on over there after the show and check out blogtalkradio.com/poetryvoteradio. Folks, it has been a pleasure to have Miss Ice Cream on the show. Thank you so much again, Miss Lady, and we will definitely
have you on soon.
What's that?
Those were kisses.
Oh, thank you so much. I feel so honored.
You need to stop.
Well, folks,
kisses
you are listening to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family, and we are going to keep it rolling with some music here. Got my man, Mr. Chester Gregory. We've got another extended set, but, hey, we're off for 4 months, I mean 4 weeks after this show, so, yo, we do what we do. Here we are, Chester Gregory, If I Only Have Eyes for You, on the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the WOW Radio family.
Whoa! I really want to get to know you, baby. Your body language is enough for me to feel the love that's in your heart, and I know that it's for real. Ooh, baby, you don't mess around. I love the way we get down. Another minute we'll be into you and me, loving you for days, can't you see that? Rub you from your head to your toes and body lotion. Put away all your insecurities. I'll be there for you physically, mentally. Put in work. If you ain't satisfied, then my feelings get hurt. When it comes to love, I take it personal. I'm always there for you, and I'm hoping that you know again.
welcome back, folks. You are listening to Radio with a Purpose, Music with a Message. That's right. It's the Tavares Taylor Show. Just heard from a man, Mr. Dane Harris, with Open Book. Before that, we had you, well, we hit you with the older joint, Flashback Joint by Myron, We Can Get Down. And then we started that set off with my man, Chester Gregory, with I Only Have Eyes for You. And, yo, tonight has been a very interesting show. Nonetheless, it has been great. Interesting in the fact that a lot of things have been said, and I'm getting a lot of positive feedback. Shout out to my man Blue, Dre, Curtis. Blue, you said she was on point. I'm meaning you're talking about Ice Cream. Yes, she was. Curtis, can we get her back on the show again? You know it, bro. Appreciate y'all for tuning in. Matter of fact, y'all can create profiles and chat with folks in the chat room if you want to. And that's anybody. Feel free to create a profile on the blogtalkradio.com/wildmedia homepage and chat with us during the show. We love it. Appreciate it. This is the point of the show where we go with soul flavor in your ear. So Marissa, take it away from me.
I'm telling you, I'm going to make me a theme song for that part. Well, since we will be off for the next 4 weeks, woohoo! I've jotted down upcoming CDs for the rest of the month.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give y'all a sneak peek of what's going to happen in August, because there's a lot going on in August and September. So I'm going to start off with this week, July 28th, Christina DeBarge, the daughter of James DeBarge, is coming out with her own album. It's called Exposed. So I'm really excited about that, to see another generation of DeBarge coming back into the music industry. For those rap lovers, Loso's Way, that will be fabulous, coming out with his new album. The very best of Ashford and Simpson. I don't know if any of y'all were lovers of them, but they are dropping an album. July 28th.
Yo, is it me or that brother looked like Scar from The Lion King? But anyway, sorry about that.
Yeah, it was a big name going on, a big name. Melody Fiona is actually coming out with an imported album. It's called Bridge. So, you can only get it from Amazon, and I don't think it's going to be in stores in the United States. So just want to look out for that on Amazon. I'm not sure if anyone's familiar with Georgia Ann Muldrow. I don't know if you guys know her, but she is a great singer as well. She's coming out with her own album called Sindo. I hope I'm saying that correctly. August 4th, Kay John will be dropping his album. It's called I Get Around. Joe Budden, he's been out of the rap industry for a couple of years, but he's coming back with Mood Music Volume 1, and that's dropping on August 11th. I'm so excited about this next album coming up. Queen Latifah is dropping her album Persona on August 25th.
Nice.
And yes, so I'm so excited to see that. I've seen her in concert. Great, great performer. And Trey Songz will be dropping his album called Ready on September 1st. And if you want to know what other albums is going to be dropping, you can always go to Amazon.com. They have a selection where you can click on called New Releases, and you can see all the new releases for that week. So that is all for Soul in Your Ear.
That's what's up. Thank you so much. And be sure to check out that Chico DeBarge project, too, and join us off the chain. But like Marissa said, we are going to be on vacation for the next 4 weeks. We've been working vigilantly, if I can say it, and doing a lot of things behind the scenes, doing the show. I mean, it's a whole lot of work going on, and, we're just taking a little break. But we will be back in September. Matter of fact, September the 6th, we will return with Brandon Kampfer, the brother you heard earlier on in the show with It's Possible, Gotta Have Faith, and they'll be here live on the show. Also, we've got plenty other guests. We've got more show topics. We've got more artists. We've got more authors. We've got more everything coming your way. We've got more giveaways. As a matter of fact, September we're going to kick off a brand new marketing campaign where we're going to give out some gift cards to some folks, some everyday people. We call it Every Little Bit Helps. And, you know, hey, every little bit helps. And we'll have that here on the Tavares Taylor Show. As always, thank you to the show producers, Marissa, Deanna. Thank you so much for everything that y'all do. I really appreciate it. I think I don't say it enough, but then again, you know, thank y'all.
Don't worry, you can show your appreciation on my birthday, September 5th.
See?
Throw that out there.
September the 6th, we're going to have something for your birthday. I'm going to have to try to put a special guest or something. I mean, Darian only sung for, you know, Deanna. So,
he sure did.
Bro, you done set the standard too high now.
he said he was going to come back and put the long wig on and, you know, sing the Marilyn Monroe version.
Y'all crazy. And big shouts out to Miss Ice Cream. Thank you so much for stopping by and dropping a whole lot of knowledge. Thank you for everything. You can check her out on her Facebook, facebook.com/icecream, IMF, and ice cream is spelled EYCECREME. You can also check her out and her show, blogtalkradio.com/poetryvote, VOTE radio. Be sure to check out that show. Phenomenal. Like I said, we'll be back September the 6th with Brandon Kampfer. And one way, you got to have faith. That's right. And be sure to check us out on the web at TavaresTaylor.com, TavaresTaylor. Be sure to check out our media site, wowradiomedia.net. That's right, Balls Lady. And the folks over there at WowU Radio, be sure to check them out at wowuradio.net. Be sure to download this show on our iTunes. Just search Tavares Taylor, T-A-V-A-R-E-S, or hit us up at tavares.podomatic.com. Also, you can hit us up on Facebook at Tavares Taylor, or you can hit me up on Twitter at Tav, T-A-V Taylor. And I believe that's it. Big shouts out to everybody who's tuned in, to my wife, to, you know, the family that's listening across the water. Thank y'all so much. Big shout out to my grandmother, whose birthday I missed on last week, the shout out. So big shout out to my grandmama. Happy birthday, lady. Love you. And big shout out to each and every last one of you who tune into the show. Thank you so much. We're up to over 9,000 people now, so yeah, we couldn't do this without you. So thank you so much. We promise to only get better, and that's sincerely from my heart. As always, remember that change begins with you. Become the change that you want to see in this world. We're going to leave you with a live version of Mr. Eric Robeson, "Don't Change for Me." That's right, change for yourself. Don't do it for me, do it for yourself. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Tavares Taylor Show, a part of the Wild Radio family. We will see you September the 6th. Until then, peace.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, and... Oh, baby, you're my shining star. Don't you change for me now. Stay the way you are. Don't you change for me now.
Don't
people don't change, no. Even my white people don't. Puerto Rican people don't. I love you just the way you are. Oh baby, you're my shining star. Don't you change on me now. Stay the way you are. Don't you change on me now.
Y'all.